The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I don't know if you posted it up yet, but there's another video out there of the guy jumping the overpass, and he doesn't exactly stick the landing. It shows you the landing.
But he lives, right?
That I don't know. Couldn't say for sure.
Okay. Not quite as funny if he's dead.
No, it's not.
I'll add that in. I'll put that as a comment on the original post.
Right.
So
okay.
Just scroll down a little bit and you'll
see
it.
Right. Still funny to watch it.
Hell of a way to go out if he didn't make it.
If he didn't kill anybody on the car with him and didn't kill somebody else.
Craig said the guy lived,
right?
Yeah.
Craig said he lived, yeah. Okay.
All right.
But he cleared the road by a long way.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
And he landed where the normal cars aren't supposed to be. So he didn't he didn't hit anybody.
And there was snow, so probably padded the landing a little bit too. Yeah.
I don't know if an inch and a half of snow pads you when your car is 40 feet off the ground.
Maybe not. It wasn't the blizzard, was it? No.
What's impressive, he was even able to get up that hill in the snow.
He was flying.
Yeah, he had some momentum going.
It was on this date in 2010. You might remember where you were when the Scorpions announced that the band would be breaking up after a final tour in the spring to bring the 45-year-old band to an end. They are still touring.
They never said how long the farewell tour is.
They didn't.
Craig, I'm convinced. I think I read they have a new album out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I heard a clip of one of the songs.
Is it good? Or is it unnecessary?
It's unnecessary. Okay.
Jim's going to hate it.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, it's fine. It was actually better than I had feared.
Right.
You know how these things go.
Yeah.
It was better than I had feared,
right.
But it's fine.
Yeah. Klaus Meiner.
I knew they'd been on their reunion tour for a long time. But
since
I didn't know
2010.
It was, no,
I didn't realize it was that long either.
I thought it was 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Kiss going to go to the end of 2023, I read. But they're not right now, are they?
I hope they just keep going.
COVID is hurting them right now. But.
And then when that comes, they'll schedule more dates into 2024.
It's comforting just knowing they're out there playing somewhere.
I'm with you.
That band formed in 1965?
The Scorpions?
Yeah, they've been around a long time, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said 45 in 2010. So that's 65.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd have guessed maybe late 70s, mid-70s.
No, they had albums in the 70s, mid-70s they had albums. They weren't quite the big band. They were in the 80s, but The Zoo came out in like...
Did they have a similar sound all the way back then, or was it like a Spinal Tap thing where they went through a bunch of changes?
No, it was pretty hardcore.
Exploding drummers and that like...
Yeah.
Well, you just know Blackout, right, Nick? We always jam that for you, right?
Yeah, I'm not very familiar with the Scorpions catalog.
You should be, damn it.
Much of our audience only knows Blackout.
Right.
And that Jim sucks. It's important they learn that.
Yeah. Well, they all know Jim sucks.
That's a given.
Yeah. They just know that. That's just a given, right?
Someday he's going to come back here and he's going to kick all of our asses.
You'll love this riff, Nick. This is one of the best riffs in rock and roll. And this is the late 70s, probably.
Not this. That.
Called The Zoo. You know the song?
Mm-mm.
Turn a Nick on to rock and roll. Jim sucks. Play The Zoo. You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
like that. That's pretty bitchin'.
Yeah.
There you go. We're nodding our heads, all of us, man. I love this song. Jim Sucks. Play the zoo. I'll let some vocals go a little bit here. No, they're not Spinal Tap. They've been rocking old time.
The job is done. I go out another boring day. I leave it all behind me now. So many worlds away.
I'm not going to stop it.
All right, I'll slow down. All right.
But get to know them, Nick. You should have at least one band in your repertoire that's known for their musical talent.
Right.
True.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, Jim's the opposite of most people because we just talk crap about him on the air and say nice things during the break. Everybody else just talk crap during the break.
No, you're right. You're right. The only time I ever talk crap about Jim is to his face. Not behind his back. I like him. Right. That's a good point. He should appreciate that.
Yeah.
That we hammer our boss only on the air and not off the air.
No.
We're not passive aggressive that way.
We don't want the audience to think we get along with our boss.
Nah.
Nobody gets along with their boss.
Yeah. Not if he sucks.
Yeah.
Taco Bell manager who just left the chain after 20 years told Insider, digital ordering is the worst thing that ever happened to Taco Bell.
There you go, Nick.
Because of the ridiculously customized orders that customers make online.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to customize your Taco Bell taco. It's a taco.
And it's not just them. It's all these places.
They're
sick and tired of all the different things you want to put on your sandwich or in your drink.
You know, I've always been the kind of person. I understand people are pickier than me. When I would go get to a restaurant and just get a sandwich, I just get the sandwich. I've never been picky. But they do allow you now, those with the apps and Grubhub. And if you go on there, like you order a sub. Bell peppers, red peppers, blah, blah, blah. You could take it in and out, off, you know, it's like.
Yes, but extra and half of that.
I don't care. Just give me the sandwich.
I mean, occasionally, I'm going to want extra pickles, or I'm going to want an extra, you know, bit of ketchup or something.
But who's ordering something at Taco Bell and customizing it?
A lot of people do. Put sauce on this. Don't put sauce on that.
Yeah.
I need extra this. I need extra that.
Refried beans.
How about you do it?
See, but I think a lot of this is stuff people wouldn't do if the app didn't ask you.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
The app, some of these ordering apps, you know, you get asked, do you want this, and, you know, click, 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 click. Well, I wouldn't think about that if you weren't putting it right in front of me.
They don't ask you that question in the drive-thru or at the counter.
Right.
The one guy pointed to the example of a chicken sandwich taco to which some customers would just add every possible additional item. Well, yeah, I want some of that. I want some of that. I want some of that. Well, then you can't fit it on anything.
No, you can't. No.
Yeah, the Burger King app, like if you order a Whopper, it'll put everything on there. It's confusing. You have to try to remember what the Whopper actually comes with. I'm like, I just want the Whopper.
Yeah,
I hope this is what normally is on there.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because I ordered a Whopper, I would just get the Whopper.
And if you decide you don't want the tomato, you can just take it off.
Yeah.
No, that's not a Whopper then.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
Whopper, no tomato.
But if you don't know what all is on the Whopper, and then you have to build a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
You should just say,
I want a Whopper.
Look at it and be like, this looks like what's normally on there. It just won't hit like minus anything. I was on the way home from a show. A couple weeks ago, and I drove to McDonald's and got a McDouble, and they put the different onions on there that are normally on there. They put like the McRib style onions on it instead of like. I was like, is this burger crunchy? What the hell is going on?
Yeah,
it threw me off.
Drive back through, bitch.
Well, now what I need to do is get another McDouble just to like make it right in my mind with the regular onions.
Now. At other chains, they're saying the orders are driving us insane because they're so long, so specific. It requires you to do much more work than you should be doing for one single drink, according to a Starbucks shift supervisor.
Well, that's their fault for building it like that.
Here's our Italian sub.
Giving you all these choices.
That's Italian sub. Comes with all this. You don't want that? Take it off yourself.
Yep. They say the entitlement and anonymity that comes with the internet has made people awful.
Oh, that's true.
Sure.
It's like everywhere else on the internet.
Yeah. Right. Just like you are when you're in your car by yourself griping at people.
Yep.
That's how people are in public. Yeah. And, don't be that way.
No, I'm usually saying nice things when I'm in my car.
No, I say the C-bomb a lot in my car.
No, I've really, come around.
Too much. Yeah.
I do that too, the C-bomb. I referred to our dog as that the other day. But I'm like, maybe I shouldn't. The kids were like, Dad, I'm sorry. But you saw what she was doing.
Yeah.
For some reason in traffic, I don't use this one in my daily life, except when I'm driving, S-head.
Oh, okay.
I call the person in front of me S-head all the time, and that's the only time I use that.
I say stupid bitch or stupid C-bomb. Guy or girl driving the car, didn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're inclusive about your insults.
Yeah, of course I am. I don't wind the window down, just, And they're yelling at me sometimes the same way. I'm sorry, dude. Sorry, took the wrong turn. Sorry, dude.
Doesn't that annoy you when you know you're the one? You have become the asshat.
Right.
I shouldn't have made that turn. But, I should have waited for that guy. Whatever.
I was so bad. Yeah. I waited. Right. I tried to wave to the guy.
Yeah, you try. Yeah.
I do the old shrug.
Yeah.
I know I screwed up. Sorry.
Sorry. I flew over the overpass. Sorry.
Oh, my bad.
That's on me.
I was yelling at some lady driving just last week, leaving here. And I was trying to explain to her how she was so wrong, but she couldn't hear me. She's looking right at me. Because she was the light turned green,
right.
And she was turning right, and and we both were going to go on the same road. I was turning left, but she just sat there, and she wasn't doing anything. I don't know if she was on her phone. So as I'm passing her, and she should be going, this is your fault. I'm not just going to sit here and wait forever. I'm yelling three sentences. Complete sentence, and she can't hear a word I'm saying.
Why'd you call your dog a C-bomb? That's pretty rough, man.
She's not very nice to our other dog a lot of times.
Stop being a C-bomb.
She'll be like, she'll like go crazy. Okay. Like I'm worried she's going to, bite his neck and stuff.
Like hurt somebody.
Right. Yeah. She was displaying all the characteristics of a C-bomb.
You should just name the dog C-bomb. You go out in the yard and yell for it, man. That's what I want to do someday. Have a dog, call it the C-bomb. Just go out in the yard. Here's C-bomb. I wish I could say that word.
Or the C-bomb.
Just the whole word.
Okay.
The whole word.
Not the.
No, just say it. Here's C-bomb. And then walk up the neighbors. Hey, did you see?
Or saying it really fast.
You see my little. I lost it.
Yeah, I learned my lesson on that. I probably won't call the dog dad. At least not in front of the kids.
Not in front of the kids.
A Utah runner, in Utah.
Yeah.
Tell you go to England or Australia.
Oh, that word flows off there.
They just throw that. That's just like bitch.
They're good about that.
Yeah, a little less uptight about that word.
That's the kind of world I want to live in.
Yeah, Jim Jeffries says that word the best.
Oh, he throws it around like Lewis Black throws her on an F-bomb.
I know.
Pretty much once a week or so, you can find a headline where one of the Gallagher brothers has called the other brother that word in the press.
Right. Yeah.
They need to stop doing that and reunite Oasis.
They should.
Good luck with that.
Well, they're both right.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's hard to pick a side.
Oh, they admit they're both. The other guy's one, and they admit they are one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes it all better.
Yep.
I am, he is, and we're not getting back together because of it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
A runner out of Utah is now the new world record holder for fastest marathon dressed as a vegetable. You may remember this guy from the Guinness World Record holder for a marathon, for the fastest marathon dressed as a fruit.
Well, first of all, don't you pick the vegetable costume that's easiest to run in? Who'd he beat out? Well, he's the guy, only guy ever rode.
He's the only guy ever ran one. He's the only guy that's tried this. Right.
The record is 14 hours.
This guy's a carrot. This guy was a carrot. Now, I don't know who he beat, but he was dressed as a fruit when he did this for fastest fruit.
What was he, a fruit?
020.
Carrot doesn't seem that aerodynamic.
Not at all.
Wait, but if he's the only one doing it, he has the record.
Unless the point goes up.
Oh, I'm sure. I think others have done this.
Most carrots, go from the top down.
Yeah, and you're right. I'm looking at a picture. I'm looking at a picture, and it's not like a big foam costume that holds its shape.
It's cloth.
Yeah, it's just cloth, and it's kind of okay. If you tell me he's a carrot, sure, he's a carrot. It's not the greatest costume.
If you tell me he's a carrot, I buy it. I can see carrot.
We got to get that Nicholas guy in here to do his chugging, because he's got all the paperwork.
Okay,
from Guinness.
Do it outside.
Need some witnesses.
I ain't cleaning up puke.
Oh, he's not going to puke.
He might. You never know.
He's just chugging for 16 seconds.
Yeah. He just spits all over Nick over there. Yeah.
Perfect.
The way this is set up, he's going to be standing right beside Nick.
I'll have to wear a poncho that day.
All over the computers.
If you're going to spew.
The carrot got the Guinness World Record in 2 hours, 44 minutes, and 12 seconds.
Oh, so he's a pretty fast runner,
That's
too.
That's good time.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a douche move.
Did he run in another marathon with other people so he wouldn't just a carrot running by himself for 2 hours down the road?
I do not. Well, he completed the rock and roll marathon.
All right.
So that sounds like an actual thing, I don't know. It could
dress as a carrot.
There's a big finish line it's a big deal.
Yeah. You're driving down the road, flying over an underpass in the air, look over and see a carrot running. Right. That's a hell of a day.
Yeah.
I must have been drinking. I saw a carrot running.
Yeah, you drunk? No, a carrot threw me off.
Vegas. Rock and roll Las Vegas marathon.
No, this one's in Arizona.
Okay. There must be a lot of them.
It still doesn't make running seem fun.
No.
That's the rock and roll run.
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm dressed as a carrot. You're right. Even that doesn't make it seem fun.
No.
Because you got to run.
Running is dumb.
Plus, this guy's going to talk to you, too.
Doesn't matter what you're wearing.
I don't care, dude.
Yeah. Aren't I wacky?
Don't care.
Look at this. I'm dressed like a carrot.
Yeah. You already had the douche record, I'd tell him that, right? Did you run like a douche?
At least the guy's running.
Yeah.
Unless... You don't have to stand by him and talk to him. He just passes.
Weber Grills issuing an apology for an ill-timed Recipe of the Week newsletter.
Well, what was it?
In the email sent to subscribers, the grill manufacturer featured a recipe for grilled meatloaf.
Oh.
Of course, he's dead now.
Yeah.
The newsletter happened to coincide with the passing of meatloaf.
Yeah, there were a lot of
Weber Grills quickly issued an apology saying the company was not aware of the death of the loaf when it sent the recipe.
Death of the loaf.
Yeah,
they didn't say it quite like that.
They should have.
And in what I think, kind of silly, fans of the loaf are reviving a petition to induct him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, he should be in there.
First of all, he should be in
there. That's crazy not in.
He's not?
I could tell you 1,000 names that aren't in there, and you guys are going to go, what? That's crazy. No, there's a ton of bands that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that should be. It's a joke. It always has been.
But it's surprising to me because he was from the era where there's they acknowledge that era better than like the 80s that they have so
not
far.
Not so much. There's a ton of 70s bands aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It should be a ton.
Maybe it's a sleeve thing with him. Yeah. They didn't like the frilly big sleeves.
And that's valid.
Pat Benatar's not in the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me? Stupid.
Yeah. I could be really hard to eat with those sleeves.
Yeah, I would get that. Well, yeah. Well,
barbecue sauce.
He may have only worn them on stage.
Totally right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an excellent observation.
Yeah, they're going to be dipping in salsa, those kind of sleeves, right?
Although Meat may have had a craft services table right off the side of the stage. We don't know. Yeah.
More than half of Americans believe that right-wing militia groups are a threat to the country, according to a new poll from The Economist / YouGov.
I would think unless you're in one, you should be like at least, we should all think that they're a threat to the country.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't think they are, that means you're in one.
Yeah, this makes me think there's a troubling amount of people in these.
Thank you, because then you're just dumb. Well, they're out there, but they're harmless. No, they're not. They're like the worst people.
No, they're out recruiting you right now.
Right.
I saw a video online. I think it was from Alabama or somewhere in the South where it was like, you know, one of those doorbell cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys walk up and, you know, going door to door. Just, hi, we're white nationalists. Right. Wondering if we can interest you in,
we're allowed to do that now.
Being a white nationalist.
Come on. The turtle said to the camera that African Americans are voting as much as Americans.
And nobody flinched.
Nobody.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the right didn't flinch because they're going, yeah, that's true.
Those guys standing behind it were just like,
yeah, right. We can't have African Americans voting like Americans. African Americans are Americans, you dumb bitch. I wish I could use a C-bomb there.
I didn't hear anybody excusing that as a misspeak or a
no,
gaffe.
No, he said it. He said, they say the quiet part out loud now. They say we are racist.
No, he came out and gave everybody a hard time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because he says he just skipped a word.
Okay.
Oh, screw
he
him,
said, yeah. Look, I accidentally left out a word. Y'all are turning this into a much bigger deal.
How many pictures of him
standing? What word did he leave out?
How many pictures of him standing in front of Confederate flags over the years getting awards? A lot.
He said black Americans and Americans. He made them like they were separate.
Yeah, but yeah, if he's saying he left a word out, I wouldn't. What word?
White. The word would have been white. Oh, I thought they didn't even make any excuses.
No,
for
he
it.
Did. Yeah, he came out and said that the first black media president, is bad for the first misrepresenting black president from, his feelings.
He's a racist. We all know he's a racist. He's a ton of racist stuff in his past.
All right, move on.
Yeah.
You're scaring the dog.
42-year-old man from Lebanon.
That dog's a C-bomb anyway. I don't want to hear about it.
42-year-old man from Lebanon, PA.
Oh, that's my area.
Has been charged in an incident in which police say he exposed himself in front of many people at a local business.
Yeah.
Horace Lee Samuels.
Old Horace.
Yeah.
Has been charged with indecent exposure after going into the CarMax completely nude. Police say that Mr. Samuels went inside the car dealership to have his vehicle appraised and to test drive a new one.
And he's naked.
He then reportedly went back to his car moments later, showed back up inside the business again, this time totally nude. So apparently he was dressed. Went in to get this going, went back out to the car, took his clothes off, walked back in totally nude.
Best day at the CarMax ever for that crowd.
Police say there were about 30 people at
the CarMax that guy showed up.
At the time of the incident. He has now been charged with indecent exposure.
Hmm. Does it say what his car was worth?
It doesn't mention that, no.
That's the best day for the work. Can you imagine anywhere somebody walks in completely naked? I've never been in that situation where I've just seen somebody walk in naked.
Right.
That would just be the best.
Yep.
Like, oh my God. Look, Randy Travis is naked again. Buying cigarettes. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Well, the problem with ours is we don't work with the general public. So if somebody's going to walk in naked, it's going to be one of us. And I got Todd. But that's my guess.
Yeah.
In the naked pool?
Yeah, if one of us is going to do that someday, my money's on him.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website for all the podcasts. Thank you for listening. 5 days a week this week, by the way.
That seems like a lot.
I know.
Brand new, four more brand new episodes.
Do we have to?
Four more. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.